Drug and Alcohol Consortium. In the vast world of commercial trucking, safety is paramount. It's a responsibility we all share. And a key aspect of safety is ensuring our drivers are free from the influence of drugs and alcohol. One of the ways we can collectively manage this responsibility is through a drug and alcohol consortium. But what does that mean and how does it work? Before we answer these important questions, please give this video a thumbs up, press the subscribe button, and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated about important trucking topics. A consortium is essentially a group of organizations that come together to share resources and manage their Department of Transportation drug and alcohol testing programs. By joining a consortium, small and medium-sized businesses can ensure they comply with federal regulations without the headache of handling all aspects of the testing program internally. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, over 19.7 million American adults battled a substance use disorder in 2017. And among full-time workers, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration found that 9.5% were dependent on or abused alcohol or illicit drugs. These numbers may seem high, but through concerted efforts and effective testing programs, we can make our roads safer. When you join a drug and alcohol consortium, you're joining a community dedicated to maintaining a safe, healthy, and compliant workforce. The consortium manages the random selection process for drug and alcohol testing, maintains required testing records, and ensures that tests are performed according to DOT standards. Now let's talk about the cost. A common misconception is that these services are expensive. But the reality is quite different. The annual cost of joining a consortium is typically less than the cost of managing the program internally, not to mention the potential fines and penalties for non-compliance, which can run into thousands of dollars. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration reported in 2021 that the median fine for serious violations was $5,600 per case. A single violation can exceed $10,000. Now, compare these numbers with the relatively low cost of joining a consortium. It becomes a no-brainer, doesn't it? We must remember that our primary goal in the trucking industry is to ensure the safety of our drivers and everyone else on the road. A drug and alcohol consortium is an effective tool in this mission. It is not just about compliance, it is about the well-being of our team, our community, and the many lives that intersect with ours on the nation's highways. Our organization invites your trucking company to sign up for our world-class drug and alcohol consortium that's fully compliant with DOT and FMCSA regulations. The registration process is easy. You can get started now by going to FMCSAregistration.com. Or to learn more about our state-of-the-art DOT Drug and Alcohol Consortium, give our third-party experts a call at 866-477-0707. Also, our team would love to hear from you right now. What is your opinion about DOT drug and alcohol policies? Are they too strict or not strict enough? Drop a comment below and let us know. Also, don't forget to like this video. Press the subscribe button and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated about important information designed to benefit drivers and carriers.